I think there was a pretty rapid move to punk in Malvern. Everything had become very stale. You had rock bands, which were kind of old hat by then. And of course we had these bands like Yes, these vastly overburdened bands of introverted musicians playing to themselves. And basically people got fed up with that. And so there was this huge opening for something new to come in.
Punk was interesting because it shook everything up, and that was when I was able to start. It was Rich's idea. We were able to start Trey Ray Records to start with, because there was then independent distribution, independent promotion people, independent marketing people, independent international people, and it was possible for somebody with very limited resources, practically no resources, to start a label, press up some 7 inches. And get them distributed, and if it did okay, then you could then do the second release. So, punk changed a lot of things.
I think the punk thing sort of started in 76. I think we had Eddie and the Hot Rods, which were, I don't know whether you strictly call them a punk band, really. I mean, there were those pub rock bands like Dr. Feelgood, Ducks Deluxe, etc., that were doing just high energy rock and roll. I think Eddie and the Hot Rods sort of fell into that category as well. I think probably the Damned was the first sort of down and out, you know, real punk rock band that we booked. I think it was a very healthy period for music. All those early singles were really, really good pop songs. It also encouraged girls to step forward and form bands. Obviously, Susie and the Banshees, prime example. There was Chrissie Hynde of the Pretenders, Blondie. They were all figureheads for, you know, bands like the Slits and other outfits. But it was a period of liberation as well, that you could do what you wanted to do, really. You didn't need to be expert in any particular thing. And I think that was the sort of great thing about it, really.